Life is unpredictable, but preparing for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. They offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
As you probably heard across the bulletins, and indeed we discussed it a little earlier, five men have been charged with public order offences following those violent clashes outside a Dublin hotel housing asylum seekers. The men, two of whom are in their 50s and three in their 40s, appeared before the Criminal Courts of Justice on Wednesday morning, and Gardaí say further arrests are expected. It comes after those disturbances that we saw at City West overnight. Barry White is News Talk's chief reporter, and he's been across this story for us across the day. We spoke to you a little bit earlier, Barry, about the cleanup operation that was underway and how locals were feeling about the protests that they have seen. But what are they expecting tonight? What advice has been given to those locals by Gardaí about what is anticipated?
Yeah, Ciara, well, I suppose the focus is on tonight now and whether there will be a repeat of the violence that was seen yesterday evening. Locals, we heard from them earlier, they are really afraid. They're worried that there could be a repeat tonight, and they don't want to see what happened last night happening tonight again. And speaking earlier this afternoon, the Garda Commissioner, Justin Kelly, he said the Garda were aware that a further gathering at City West is being proposed on social media this evening. And he stressed his clear message to people was not to get involved in violent disorder. Commissioner Kelly also warned people not to get involved and promised that there would be a robust response to any violence. He said the Dublin City Centre riots 2 years ago show that young males influenced by online content are the ones that end up in prison. So he's issued that warning earlier today about this evening. Now, barricades have been erected at the entrance of the City West Hotel, and there is a large Garda presence manning the entrance currently.
So there is a major security operation there then mounted by the Gardaí.
Yeah, there certainly is. And look, Garda sources have told me that the public order units are on standby just in case there is more violence this evening. I've been told that Garda resources have been drafted in from other areas of the country. The Garda helicopter has also been hovering over the area for the last hour or so. Regarding transport, there are no Lewis Red Line services operating between Bellegarde and Saggart this evening due to a planned protest, and services are only operating between Tallaght, Bellegarde and Conley only. It's also my understanding that refugees and asylum seekers have been told by Gardaí to be in the City West complex this evening early and not to leave the centre once they're in there for their own safety, as another protest is possible. I've seen leaked social media messages urging people to come to City West to protest this evening at 7 o'clock, but it remains to be seen if anywhere near the same crowds turn out tonight as they did last night. But if there is, Gardaí are well prepared, and the authorities seem to be doing everything they possibly can to limit the numbers this evening.
And do you think they have a sense of the numbers? Are they anticipating a repeat in terms of the scale of the crowd that was there last night?
I think it's hard to gauge how many people will turn out tonight. I don't think it'll be the same as last night. There was well over 1,000 people turned out last night. I think with the Lewis being suspended this evening, it makes Saggart and the City West Hotel a lot more difficult to get to. If you want to get to the area, you're going to have to drive there if you're coming from outside the city or coming from another part of the city. So it's certainly going to be more difficult to get there. There's a massive Garda presence already. You can't get in to the grounds of the City West complex this evening. You could last night. When I got there about 6:30 last night, just to describe the City West Hotel for anybody who's never been there before, you have the front entrance, which is connected to the main road, but then you can go about 200 yards further and you come to a roundabout in the grounds, and protesters were able to go in to that first roundabout last night, but this evening they won't be able to do that. So they won't be able to get anywhere near the grounds of the hotel. They'll be, if they do come to protest, they'll have to protest at the entrance. So I think Gardaí and the authorities are just doing everything they can to limit the numbers this evening, but I think they're certainly expecting there to be some sort of protest.
All right, Barry White, News Talk's chief reporter, will be covering this story for us, I'm sure, this evening and indeed tomorrow morning. Barry White, thank you for that. Plenty of families and particularly children will be more than aware of what happened last night and what could still happen if there are further protests. But how do you explain all of this to young ears? Well, Chris Tennyson is a clinical psychologist and he joins me now. And Chris, we try, I think, as parents to try and protect our children as much as we possibly can. But the truth is, they do hear, they do see, and they are incredibly perceptive, aren't they?
For sure, for sure. You know, whenever frightening events like this happen in a community, children are going to look to adults for a sense of truth and safety. They'll want to make meaning of what's happened and they'll want to understand it.
Let's just, I suppose, look at those children and young people who are either in City West or indeed living in the wider City West Saggart area, who literally might have seen these protests with their own eyes. How do you explain that to them as a parent? And how do you allay any of their fears?
You know, I think what I would say is that parents don't need to share every detail of what's happened, but I think avoiding the topic altogether can heighten fear if children are going to see, whether it's seeing visible signs of these disturbances in their community or things that they may see and hear online. So I think children will also overhear fragments of adult conversations and without context, you know, their little imaginations might lead them to feeling very frightened and anxious. So I think it is important that the parents do use calm and age-appropriate language, that they're keeping explanations maybe quite short and factual, avoiding maybe really emotive words like riot or chaos, but maybe saying things like, yeah, there has been some trouble, people were angry, people have made some poor choices, something bad's happened, but you're safe now and the adults are sorting it. And I suppose thinking about listening to the previous speaker who talked about the barriers, the helicopters, those things that are happening. And again, that could be very frightening. And what I would say is that, you know, it's about maybe trying to reframe that for young people, saying, look, that these are signs of safety. They're signs of protection. They're signs that the adults have recognised that something bad did happen. And these are the things that they're putting in place to reduce the risk of that happening again and to keep everybody safe.
So it seems to be the short and factual answers and using clear, kind of simple language that is appropriate for their age is the best response to this rather than trying to pretend it didn't happen.
Absolutely. I think certainly in the immediacy of that. And I think maybe then sometime after that immediate safety has been acknowledged, conversations to help children understand the links between emotions and behaviour can be really helpful. So children benefit when adults explain why people act the way that they do and linking these sort of complex social events to familiar emotional experiences might help children to make sense of that. So, you know, explain, look, whenever people are full of strong feelings, it's hard for them to think clearly, you know, and maybe drawing parallels to smaller examples of anger that might occur. You know, have you ever been so upset that you've shouted or slammed the door? And it's emphasising that feelings aren't wrong, but that actions can be and reinforce that anger and fear should never lead to hurting others or acting in that way.
And that is actually a line that I think modern day parents do use all the time with their children. It's
sure.
Okay to be upset. It's okay
Absolutely.
To be angry. It's okay to be scared, whatever. It's okay to have the feeling, but it's not okay to carry out the action.
For sure, for sure. That's the thing. It's making that connection and not pathologizing the feeling, but helping to empower children with other ways of expressing that. And I think as adults, you know, we can model that for our young people. Children will absorb so much about how adults manage emotion. They're going to model our tone. They're going to model our style of regulation and the kind of language that we use whenever we encounter distress. And yeah, it can be very difficult. Even as adults, we can have really big feelings and it can be really hard to swallow that and not to express that. But I think even naming that, you know, to be able to say to kids, like, scared too, do you know, that was really scary and I'm worried. And do you know what, tonight what we're going to do is we're all going to stay in the house and we're going to follow our familiar routines and we're going to know that, you know, the police and other people are working really hard to keep us safe. And I guess thinking developmentally as well, you know, I'm sure there are parents of teenagers who may say, I don't want to stay in the house tonight. You know, I want to go out and see my friends and I want to kind of carry on as normal. And that's understandable for teenagers at that developmental stage. But I think being able to, for parents to have a conversation with those kids to say, look, well, tonight I really need to know where you are, or I would prefer that you and your friends come to our house or go to the house of a really trusted friend. And for parents maybe to check in with those other parents, you know, are they where they say they are? Do you know, staying in regular contact to ensure that they are safe.
I find as a parent, sometimes you're having a conversation in a separate room, you know, where lots of us living in open plan homes and yeah. The TV's on and they're watching their cartoons and the radio is probably on in my house as well. And you think the kids aren't listening. Yeah. And then you realise an hour or two later when they quote something you said back that they are listening all of the time.
They are. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So to be careful that's yourself, I suppose, as an adult, about the language that you use.
I think it is. And it's recognizing, look, we can make mistakes, you know, in terms of the language that we use, but being able to kind of go back if a child asks, you said this and what did you mean by that? You know, being able to say, yeah, sometimes when moms and dads are angry, they maybe say things that they shouldn't. It's the same for us all. But, you know, whenever we take some time to think about our feelings and
I think we're just having
and think about more appropriate ways of expressing.
We're having a little bit of difficulty with the line there. I'm just wondering if you can still hear me, Chris. If you have children today who see destruction in the area, who are maybe walking amongst it on the way to and from school or where they may be going, how do you prepare them for that burned out car, for those bricks, for that destruction?
No. Yeah, I think it's giving children an opportunity, preparing them in advance to say, look, when we're going out today, there may be things that we see that aren't ordinarily there. Letting them know, look, there was something happened last night. There were people whose feelings got in the way of their thinking and they made bad choices and that's really not appropriate. They shouldn't have done those things. We're working together to understand why that happened and to be sure that that doesn't happen again. But, you know, it's letting them know, look, adults know, adults are over this. And as I say, where children do see signs of additional security presence or barriers, that those are all, you know, reframing that as a sign of safety would be helpful preparation.
All right. Chris Tennyson, clinical psychologist. Thanks for speaking to us on The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's policygenius.com.